This is WCRB in Concert with the Boston Symphony Chamber Players. Composer, pianist, and conductor Thomas Addis is the new artistic partner of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which opens up new collaborative possibilities, like chamber music with the principal musicians of the BSO. To dive into this new relationship, the Boston Symphony Chamber Players and Thomas Addis come together in a program that includes three works, including one by Addis himself, inspired by Shakespeare's most musical play, The Tempest, as well as Schubert's ebullient Trout Quintet. It's all coming up on WCRB in Concert. Hi, I'm Brian McCreath, and welcome to WCRB in Concert with the Boston Symphony Chamber Players. When this ensemble was founded by BSO music director Eric Leinsdorf over five decades ago, the idea was that the artistic chemistry of the principal players of the BSO was so powerful that if it was only put to use in big orchestral works by Beethoven, Mahler, Stravinsky, and Ravel, to name just a few, the artists and the audience would be missing a golden opportunity. The possibility of that chemistry igniting on a smaller stage with fewer players was irresistible. And from the very beginning, the injection of artistic voices from outside the orchestra, usually in the form of a pianist, was built into the model. Now, with his recent appointment as the BSO's artistic partner, Thomas Addis steps into that role on an even more substantial basis. He's performed with the chamber players several times before, but in the performances you're about to hear, this collaboration shifts up into a new gear. Yet even in the midst of that new relationship, the chamber players continue to perform as an ensemble unto themselves, distilling the essence of that rich sound we hear from the orchestra at Symphony Hall into smaller groups heard at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Here's one such example. These are the wind players of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players in the quintet by Paul Tafanel in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Wind Quintet by French composer Paul Tafanel, who took his own virtuosity as a flutist and used it as a launching pad to explore the possibilities of other wind instruments. And those instruments were handled in this case by the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, including flutist Elizabeth Rowe, oboist John Farillo, clarinetist William R. Hudgens, bassoonist Richard Svoboda, and horn player Richard Sebring in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. You can learn more about the current season of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players when you visit the In Concert page at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Next Sunday, the Chamber Players will be back at Jordan Hall for a program that includes a quintet by Prokofiev, songs by Fred Lerdahl with soprano Elizabeth Fishborn, and the first piano quartet by Brahms with guest pianist David DeVoe. Again, for more information, start at the In Concert page of classicalwcrb.org. Thomas Addis wrote his operatic setting of Shakespeare's The Tempest in 2004, and after completing it, he decided to flesh out some of the characters a bit further with a set of short pieces he calls court studies. For the opera, he had already written about the main characters like Ariel and Prospero, so for the court studies...
Then you get these people arriving who are the court, and it's a quite different kind of thing. I was thinking, what's the music for them going to be? And I went back to 18th century music and looked at things, and I won't go into how exactly I did it, but those parts of the opera, I felt afterwards, I need to kind of make a simpler version, make a small-scale version of it. So all that music is in the opera, you know, you'll hear it, but this is me kind of making sure I've got, you know, my voice leading right and kind of understanding the rhythms and this kind of thing. And it turned into this piece, which is like, and the court are really like playing cards, these characters, like the King of Naples, and the, you know, they are characters, but they do sort of one thing, but you know, whereas Prospero is a big three-dimensional character. So that was actually, strangely, a new thing for me to write these little character sketches.
And you can hear more from this conversation with Thomas Addis at our podcast, The Answered Question. Here are the court studies from The Tempest performed by the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, including clarinetist William R. Hudgens, violinist Halden Martinson, and cellist Adam Esbenson, with the composer Thomas Addis at the piano in concert from WCRB. a set of richly drawn character sketches, including, among others, the king, the prince, and the counselor, in Court Studies from the Tempest by Thomas Addis, who was also the pianist in this performance by the Boston Symphony Chamber Players. William R. Hudgens played the clarinet, and the violinist was Halden Martinson, and the cellist was Adam Esbenson. This performance was part of the first concert of the 2016-2017 Chamber Players season, and the theme of that piece didn't stop there. Thomas Addis programmed a bit more music inspired by Shakespeare, and specifically from The Tempest. Mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor was on hand for two sets of songs. The first is by Stravinsky, and the second, in arrangements by Addis, were attributed for a long time to Purcell, but actually were written by John Weldon. And when I talked with Thomas Addis, I asked him whether the inclusion of all these Shakespeare-themed pieces was part of a bigger message, or if it was just because he liked them.
Yeah, that's why I love these songs. I've always wanted to do that. I mean, it's not that I've always wanted to do that little group. My Purcell arrangements, I did them for a one-off occasion in New York. I've never done them since. And Stravinsky's one of my favorite pieces of his and favorite Shakespeare settings. Is something very special. I just thought, it needs a concert like this where you've got the resources of the Chamber Players and there are various people there, and, but also I'm playing. And I thought, I suppose it was a way of saying we can kind of almost do anything within this. It doesn't just have to be a piano quintet or something. It's like, it was just the variety that I like, being that sort of person in a concert. I love to have a variety sometimes. So it was just this realization of a long-cherished hope to have these songs in one go.
And again, you can hear more from this conversation on our podcast, The Answered Question, which is available through iTunes or through your favorite podcast app. And you can also find it at classicalwcrb.org. Here are Stravinsky's three Shakespeare songs. This very short collection begins with a setting of Sonnet No. 8. The second is Full Fathom 5 from The Tempest. And the third is from a dialogue between Spring and Winter at the close of Love's Labor's Lost. Kelly O'Connor is the mezzo-soprano soloist in concert from WCRB.
Speechless song being in many, seeming wise.
Three Shakespeare songs sung by Kelly O'Connor with three members of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, including flutist Elizabeth Rowe, clarinetist William R. Hudgens, and violist Stephen Ansell. Thomas Addis conducted the ensemble. And this Boston Symphony Chamber Players concert continues with two songs from The Tempest, originally thought to be by Henry Purcell, but more probably written by John Weldon. There are arrangements by Thomas Addis, who is also the pianist in this performance, with mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor.
And then Thank you.
two songs from Shakespeare's The Tempest in settings by John Weldon, but still often attributed to Henry Purcell. No doubt about the arranger of those songs, that would be Thomas Addis, the artistic partner of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Kelly O'Connor was the mezzo-soprano, and Addis himself was the pianist in this performance at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. And stay with us, Schubert's Trout Quintet is still ahead on WCRB in concert with the Boston Symphony Chamber Players.